From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Allah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Allah's alleged motives are unclear. Officials say he may have been inspired by the Islamic State. They believe he acted alone. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday's attack is a sign that Congress must pass tighter restrictions for people who want to immigrate to the United States. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday. Witnesses and security sources say Mohammed Ibrahim Gebo was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car. That's what a security official told VOA's Somali service. Gebo was a news anchor for Khalsun TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullahi Gure, a television manager at Khalsun TV, said Gebo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion happened. Gure said he was badly injured and died soon after. He was one of our best journalists. Another co-worker said he was friendly, a quiet person who did not say much to people. This is VOA News. Angry supporters of Honduran opposition candidate Salvador Nasralla blocked some capital city streets with burning tires Monday, protesting what they contend is election fraud. Nasralla called for a nationwide strike after a partial recount of votes cast 2 weeks ago in the presidential election ended Sunday, with conservative incumbent Juan Orlando Hernandez holding a narrow lead. The winner has not yet been declared. The UN Children's Fund says the explosion of digital technology and growing internet access holds both benefits and risks for children. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports one in three internet users around the world is a child. Despite this huge and growing online presence, UNICEF says little is known about the impact of digital technology on children's well-being, and little is being done to protect them from the perils of the digital world. UNICEF Director of Data Research and Policy, Lawrence Chandy, tells VOA, the internet can be a game changer for children. At the same time, he says the internet poses many risks. These include the misuse of children's private information, access to harmful content, and cyberbullying. Chandy says criminal digital networks make children vulnerable to some of the worst forms of exploitation and abuse, including trafficking and online child sexual abuse. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three women who accused Donald Trump last year of making unwanted sexual advances renewed their allegations Monday. They said it's time Congress investigate claims against the president after dozens of other powerful American men have been held accountable for their treatment of women. Rachel Crooks accused Trump of forcibly kissing her 12 years ago when she worked as a receptionist at his Trump Tower business headquarters in New York. She said lawmakers should put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct. Pledging that America will once again reach for the moon, President Trump on Monday ordered the National Air and Space Administration to revive the manned space exploration program that was suspended in 2011. He was surrounded in the White House ceremony by several astronauts and former astronauts. He said this is a giant step toward an inspiring future and reclaiming America's proud destiny in space. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.